sugya of Shechianu Atir Amitiv and Safek Brachas Lekulo and Lechumro. The Gemara says on the Testament Beis, Kitzrei Shal Dover, Al Shaloi Huaymer Baruch Shechianu Bekimanu, Al Shaloi Vashal Chaveiro Mebaruch Atir Amitiv. The klal is that when it's Hano, which is Miyuchad to one person, he says a Shechianu. However, if there's another person that's Mishtatif in the Hano, then you say Atir Amitiv. The Gemara asks from a few different places. The Gemara says, Toshma, Yayin in Tzarech Levarach, Shinu Yayin in Tzarech Levarach, Shinu Mokim Tzarech Levarach, Rom Rvietzu Ber Abba, Rom Rviechun, Rav Pish, Rom Rshinu Yayin in Tzarech Levarach, Aval Oymer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. We see that even though by Shinu Yayin, you do not have to make a new Baruch HaBrei Pri HaGofen, however, you do say HaTov HaMeitiv when there's another bottle of wine there. So what does that mean? That even if there's no one else there, it's a Simcha which is Miyuchad only for one person, nevertheless he makes the Teva Mitiv. Not like we just said before, and that it's totally whether or not. If it's a Yachid, it's a Shechianu, and if it's a Tzibur, then it's a Teva Mitiv. Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami Di'iko B'nei Chabur D'Shasu Ba'adi. Talking about that there's other people that are drinking wine together with him, and Meila, there's other people in Yishtatif in the Simcha, and therefore you make a HaTeva Mitiv. Now this HaTeva Mitiv happens to be by Yayin, just to point out, is different than every other HaTeva Mitiv. Every other Atev HaMeitiv, when you're by yourself, you make a Shechianu. When you're the only one that's being Nana from it, you make a Shechianu. And if there's other people that are drinking, if there's other people that are being Nana together, then you make Atev HaMeitiv, like by Bona Bayit Chadosh, Kona Keli Chadoshim, these type of things. If there's it rained, and he has a Soda, other people have a Soda together with him, there's a Nafkamina that HaTov HaMeitiv is if you have other people together with you, but if you're by yourself, then you make a Shechianu. That is not the case by Yayin. Yayin, even though when you have other people drinking together with you, you make a HaTov HaMeitiv, but if you're drinking by yourself, you do not make a Shechianu. There is a random psachim that says that you do, the Beis Yosef brings down, it's a Mekofayin Hay. However, Rav Paiskim understands that it's only if you have other people drinking together with you, like Taisus by us, says it's only if you, we don't find that you make a bracha of Shechianu on food, unless it's a new food. So even though Yayin is Choshev, like the Rishonim point out, it's different than every other food, because it's Soyru Misamech, it's actually a number of five or six different reasons in the Rishonim why Yayin is different than all other foods that you make a HaTeva Meitiv on, either because it's Soyru Misamech, or because it's Dima to the Dam, which is there of Harugi Beitar, or Kama time there's Kaveh Bracha L'Atzma, a lot of different reasons that the Rishonim give as why wine is different. But even though Yain is Miyuchad, that if you have another bottle of wine, Mavarach HaTov HaMeitiv, it's not that Miyuchad that if you only have one bottle of wine, you're going to make a Shechianu. There's nothing, it's not that special that we say, oh, Shechianu V'kimonu V'gionu L'Azman HaZeh, on one bottle of wine. So even though the Gemara is bringing a Raya from this HaTov HaMeitiv, the Maisa at the end of the day, the HaTov HaMeitiv of Yain is different than every other case. HaTov HaMeitiv of every other case, when you're by yourself, you make a Shechianu. However, HaTov HaMeitiv of Yayin, if you're Rav Rishonim, if you're by yourself, you do not make a Shechianu. Says Taisus, we saw Taisus. Taisus brings down a machlekes, whether or not the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv by wine is dafka if the second bottle of wine is better than the first bottle or not. Rashbam says it's dafka if it's k'sha'achron meshubach mevarchan HaTov HaMeitiv, or chayetze b'iloi, even if it's not worse. If it's the same, there's no bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. And Rabbeinu Tam is chilek. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Even if it's worse, certainly it doesn't have to be better. Even if it's worse, unless it's mamish, gora tvei, griusa, ishtane griusa, yoisi midai, which the Beis Yosef understands that to mean that it's ene yochal ishtoisa filoi dey adchak. It's mamish so bad, it's terrible. Then, aside from that, it's on ribu yayin that they were matzak in the bracha, and since it's a ribu yayin, Machdash says it doesn't make a difference whether or not the second wine is better than the first wine. As long as you have a ribu of wine, then you make a bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Says that Rebbe was Pesea Chavis Acher Chavis, and after each barrel of wine that he opened up, he would take, and when he opened it up, he would say HaTov HaMeitiv. Now, he didn't check beforehand what to see whether or not it's a better bottle of wine. Vice versa, you're allowed to make a bracha on the ribuy of Yayin, even if you don't know that the second barrel is better than the first barrel. Says Taisus, and what's the Rashbam going to do with that? Rashbam will have to say, it's talking about it was a Sufik. Rashbam The Rashbam will have to say that it's talking about that it's a suffik whether or not the wine was better, and misuffik he was mevarich. In fact, everybody, kama v'kama b'nei achabura asked the question, how could you be mevarich misuffik? L'choro, suffik brachas l'kula, we've asked him. How could Rebbe, if you hold that it has to be dafka, if it's better, how could the Rashbam say that Rebbein was talking about, Rebbein HaKadosh was talking about, where was the suffik whether or not it was better? L'choro, suffik brachas l'kula. That's the first tar. And the second question is, like the Aruch HaShulchan asks, Simon Kofayin, hey, taste it and find out. It's Efshel Levuri Bekal. Taste it first, see whether or not it's better, and if it's better, then make a bracha. If it's not better, don't make a bracha. What's going on here that you're being Mevarach Misafik Bekal? So without the Rashbam, maybe you could say, Eli Rabba seems to learn this way, Eli Rabba and Simon Chof Beis, and the time the Gemara on Samach Amar Av, we have a machleik is benegiat at Bricha Shechianu between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. What's halacha? Kona kinum chadoshim, and he already had Yeshloi vekono. So machleik is according to Remeir, Yeshloi vekono. He doesn't make a Shechianu according to Yechanan, according to Yehuda. Even if he had kelim, if he bought the first time that he bought the Indian kiniyah chadoshu, then you do make a Shechianu. I think one wants to bring a raya though. That everybody would agree that if it's kono v'chazer v'kono, if you already bought once in the past and you still have them, and you bought a second time, then you wouldn't make a shechianu. Everybody would agree that way. Because if not, we should have had a machlekes in that case. The mayor says in that case you don't make a bracha shechianu, and Yehuda says even if kono v'chazer v'kono, you make a shechianu. From the fact that there was no machlekes in such a case, Vayis says everybody agrees in that case you don't make a shechianu. Says Gemara, no, really, even in that case there's a machlekes. So why didn't we talk about that case? Because he wanted to tell you a chiddush. That according to Remeir, even if it wasn't kana v'chaz v'kana, it was yeshlai v'kana. So lenim kniya chodeshu. It's still new. It's a new chavaya, as they say. The buying experience. It's new. It's the first time that he's buying. Nevertheless, according to Remeir, you don't make a shechianu. That's what we wanted to say. The chiddush of even such a case. Pashut there by kana v'chaz v'kana, don't make shechianu. Back to Gemara. Why don't we say fakert? The chiddush is according to Yehuda. That even if you had already, and you bought it. And you bought new time, a second time, kana v'chaz v'kana, even so you make a shechianu. L'chore, that's also a chiddush. Why don't we say that that's a machlokes? And even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda is machayev you to make a shechianu. Says the Gemara, klicha d'teir odif. We'd rather tell you the chiddush of Remeir that you don't make a shechianu, than tell you a chiddush of Yehuda that you do make a shechianu. That's klicha d'teir odif. Shrek kama v'kama achreinim, tzlach, and the goyin, and the yirabo, and the v'nechem here in the back. Lot of the achreinim asked the same question. What do you mean? What's klicha d'teir odif? Rashi says, generally, in Shas, what is Kerech Dezeira? Toiv leonu lashmienu Kerech Divri Hamatir, Shusemech Hashmuatzi v'inayar lahatir. Ava Kerech Ha'itzrin in a raya, Shekol Yechon lachmer, Afilu B'davar Mutir. We always like to tell you the bigger Chiddush. So to tell you the person that's Matir is a much bigger Chiddush than the person that Asers. Because anybody could Aser. Worst comes to worst, you Aser it even though it's Mutir. You're not doing anything wrong. Even though the Vidu of Remis and Goyin, we say, Es Asher Hitarta Asarti. It's a sherezarta hitarti. Both of them we say vidu for. But the last question of Zalman Chemiz Vechino and Tarubus Bas Vechal. What could be wrong if a person with a Russian called Machmer Misafik? If a sheikh is Machmer Misafik. Okay, but that's Kerecha Teir Adif. The is always to say the bigger Chiddush. So anybody could be answer. A person that matters, that means he's Semach Hashmuasi to matter, that's the bigger Chiddush. Male effect Allah Achreinim. The bigger chiddush when it comes to a bracha is suffik brachas lakula. To say that you're not mevarech, that's not a chiddush. Anytime you have a suffik, you're not mevarech. The bigger chiddush is to say that you have to be mevarech. Not that you're not mevarech. Why would you say in Kerech Dezer Adifle means to tell me that a mevarech, that the person that says you don't have to be mevarech, he's the bigger chiddush. L'chor, it's not true. When it comes to suffik brachas, l'chor, the person that says you have to be mevarech, and he's not choshish for leis nisa, vaisois, he's the bigger chiddush. He's saying mechal shmuasai to be mechayev a bracha, even though it's a savik brachis. Says the El Yerabo in Simen Chof Beis, he's mitzayin in the Bach and Simen Chof Tes. The Bach says that there's a chilek between the birchas hamitzvahis and birchas shechianu. When it comes to birchas hamitzvahis, you can't say asher kedishonu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu if you have a savik whether or not you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. For example, a person wakes up, took a nap. He was up all night with the simple space of Shoeva. He davened early in the morning. and comes takes a nap after Shacharis, and he hasn't the slightest idea that he shakal lulav or did not shakal lulav. He doesn't remember. So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still mechuyev too. He makes the bracha. He doesn't make a bracha. How could he say asher kedishonu b'mitzvayis avitzivonu if you're ready to make the mitzvah? I mean, suffix, there's no way that you could do that. However, says the Bach, that's all with the birchas mitzvahs. When it comes to birchas shechiyonu, l'maisa, a person saying shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh, he's being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm alive and well on this day. So it's on the simchas halev of the person getting up to this day. Then l'chura, even if it's only a suffix, he should be able to make a shechiyonu. Make a shechiyonu misafik. Not only that, it can be moisif that the Gemara says when it gets to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Erevin, the Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara declares, do you make a Shechiyonu when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is it only Dafka by Shalosh Regalim you make a Shechiyonu, or even by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara that brings down one of the Amoraim that says, I know afilo akro nami b'varech anan. He says, I on a new fruit, I make a Shechiyonu. Certainly when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Gemara says, Rishus loy kami boi lo. Ki kami boi di choyval. My. Gemara says, Rishus? Whether or not to do it samazai to make a Shechiyonu, that you're not mechoyev to? I'm asking to you to make a Shechiyonu even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The question is, you're mechoyev to make a Shechiyonu. Shaila is, what does that mean? You can make a Shechiyonu if you're not mechoyev? How do you make a Shechiyonu if you're not mechoyev? Vay says that the brach of Shechiyonu is different than all other brachas. Shechiyonu is a birchas ashvach, and in Echanami, there's a rishus to make such a bracha. Even if we're not mechuyev, there's such a rishus. So al derech, the fact that we find that it's shayach to make a bracha, even though there's no chiyuv, because there's rishus. So too, we find the Bach says that on a suffix you can make a bracha by shechiyonu. The meal is not kveichas de atera adif, is not, there's no chiddush to say that you can make a shechiyonu. We were asking to say to mivarech is a bigger chiddush, is a kshash leisiso. When it comes to shechiyonu, which is what the handle of the Gemara is, in Echanami, there's no kshash leisiso. Misafik, you could also make a bracha, and there's no problem of leisiso. Memela, the bigger chiddush is the man d'amar that says that you don't even have to do that. You don't have to do that. You're pater from the bracha. L'chur l'fidus, you could tie in the same thing in Unzer Taisus. They said it b'negeh to shechiyonu, but l'chur you should be able to say b'negeh to atoiv ha'meitiv, the same thing. The atoiv ha'meitiv is also a bracha to Ribbono shel Olam, that he is toiv and meitiv to other people. And memela, even if a person is mesupik whether or not the wine is a better wine, but lamaisa there's a ribu yayin here. There is a ribu yayin, and even though they were only mesakin the bracha when you know that the wine is better, but kokama that you have a suffik, it's not a bracha levatala because you have the ribu yayin. So you have that the Ribbono Shel Olam is atoiv, and you have that he's meitiv to other people to give them a ribu yayin. So memela wouldn't mesupik, even though it's not like a shechiyonu, but it's the same nekuda of a birchas hashvach. That birchas hashvach, you can say misafik, and echam is no problem to be mevarach misafik. Biglal shoy mesubik loshen ateisvis, u misafik am mevarach hakol echad shema mishubachu. And it's not going on a safik brach. It's not a safik brach as lahakol over here. We don't say it's a shayla v'leisiso. Since it's a birchas hashvach, then merely even misafik you can make a birchas hashvach. The only problem is, why is this different? It's two problems. First of all, if that's the case, why can't you get up in the morning and say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Shakon Yevadvari? Or at least if you have a suffix whether or not you should make a Shakon Yevadvari. Person is not sure. There's always a question when you drink it. We'll see Mirat Hashem Kesem Avarachim. When a person drinks wine or water, if he's not thirsty, he doesn't make a shakon. The Rav Meshul told me that he always cleared about himself. He was a Magid Shir and used to drink seltzer because it's hard for him to drink a lot of water, but he had to drink a lot, so he drinks seltzer. Seltzer have the same din as water, that only if you're thirsty you make a shakal or not. Maisa, all it is carbonated water. There's nothing added to it. Memela, that's what he declared. So what's the shayla? Make a shakal misafik. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Shakal. Yeah, but alright. What's the problem? It's a birchas hashvach to Ribbono Shel Olam. L'chur should be able to make a bracha misafik, and we know that's not the case. Kepaskin la'alacha, we saw last man, winter's man actually, Reish Tes, that misafik brachas rishenas, they're all their abanan. Safik bracha lekulo. You don't make a bracha if you have a safik if you have a shakal. Why is that any different? That's the first question. The second question is, if taki you can say shechiyonu even if you don't know if you're mechuyev, so then every morning you should be able to get up shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu as one of them. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. After ma'idani and you wash your hands, ma'idani before you wash your hands, shechiyonu after you wash your hands, shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu as one of them. L'chur. There's no. I punctured in the hospital last week in the emergency room, and somebody asked me, if this person wakes up, if you could just go over and ask them if they're okay. So I woke up to, it was his wife. So he wakes up, and he's in the emergency room, and I go over to him, do you need anything? And the first thing he does, he says, Moida'ani. The older man is probably mid-70s. His Moida'ani, waking up in the emergency room, and he woke up! And he woke up. His Moida'ani was just incredible to see. Mamish thanking the Ribbono Shel'olam that I'm alive today. That's the her. We should. Shechiyonu v'kiyumanu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh. It's mamish a special bracha. He should be able to make it. L'chur, according to what we're saying, he should be able to make it. So l'chur, the pshat is that there's a big difference between a birchas hanenin and a birchas hashvach. When you get to shahakol, first of all. All the brachas were niskan be'etzem on dvarim yuchadim. The brach of shahakol was niskan on specific things. It was niskan on, you're not supposed to make it in case of avarchim, even though it's a bracha k'ileles. You're not supposed to make it on anything. You're not supposed to make it on an orange. You're supposed to learn which bracha you're supposed to make and make it only make the richtige bracha. Shahakol you don't make on just anything. If it's a suffix, then you can use it as a bracha tapatri. But it was niskan as a birchas hanenin. It wasn't niskan b'chlal as a birchas hoido. It's out the also lehenes b'leom lezeb lebracha. Chazal m'rsak in different brachas. Some more specific, like Brei Pri Hagafen, Moitz Lechem and Aretz, and some more klalis. So you're right, it's a Shevach Klali. Also, Brei Pri Eitz is also Shevach Klali. But it wasn't Niskan as the Birchas Anenin. It was Niskan as the Birchas Hashvach. And this maybe is big enough Geminus. Can you make the Bracha beforehand? Can you make the Bracha afterwards? It's the Birchas Anenin, also Hanes Lam is the Bracha. It's also, you have to make the Bracha beforehand. Birchas Hashvach can sound like a Chilik, you can make the Bracha afterwards. You're only after you see it, or Anenin from it, then you make the Birchas Hashvach. It's the Birchas Anenin. And Mimela, once it has a special takeif of a Bracha, it has certain guidelines. And this is a klal that we have to know. The Chaya Odom is Marech when I get to this in the Nishma Sodom on the bottom, Klal Hey. And he's really trying to figure out what's the chomer of making a bracha levatol. Why can you not get up in the morning like we said and say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shakol Nivitorim? Kari Boi Noilam, you can sing on Shabbos, saying Hashem's name. Many people do. But I don't. But many people say Kari Boi Noilam, and you sing it again and again, five times, you sing Kari Boi Noilam. What's Kari Boi Noilam? Ribbono Shel'olam, you're the Shakol Nivitorim. And everything is, you're the Ribbono Shel'olam. That's what it is, Be'etzem, in different words. So why are you allowed to say Kari Boi Noilam 10 times and saying Shem Hashem? But when all of a sudden it comes to Shaka Nimitzvah, all of a sudden it's a problem. The Pashtas is L'chara, that you could also say Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shaka Nimitzvah. Borech Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Once you turn it into a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, then you're already in trouble. But if it doesn't have a tekef of bracha, you're a tzem l'fanecha, or something. It's a bakasha, then in a chanami, or it's a shir v'shevach, then the chur is not a problem. What's the reason? That once Chazal gave a certain matveya of a bracha, then it has a chomer of a bracha, Chazal gave a certain gedarm. Now it's not just a regular shevach. There's matveya of the bracha that you say at certain times. You're not allowed to change the matveya of the bracha. The bracha, what's the problem? The chorishim, no, Chazal gave a certain matveya, and Chazal gave it a certain gedarm. And he said, these brachas that we were misakin, you could only make at certain times. The Mela, when it comes to Shahakon Yavadvarei, even though a person is a Safik, you cannot go ahead and be Safik and make a Bracha. Because the Birchas Hanen, it's not a Birchas Hashvach, it's a Birchas Hanen. And Birchas Hanen were Niskan to be made only with certain Gedarim. And that Gedar is, it's only Asr Lehenes and Lemazeb Lei Bracha. If you're Avadei, Nenib Lei Bracha, but Kokamadei you're Safik, then Mela you're not Mechoyev. The Mela, to go ahead and make the Bracha be Safik, you're not allowed to. But when it comes to Shechiyonu doesn't have such specific guidelines. First of all, it's a Birchas Hashvach, it's not a Birchas Hanenin. But where do we see that it doesn't have specific guidelines? The halacha is, if you buy a Kelim Chadashim, you make a Shechiyonu. What's considered Kelim Chadashim? So it depends. For the multimillionaire, when he buys a new suit, he buys a new suit twice a day. He doesn't make a new Shechiyonu. Mashenkin, for the poor guy, he gets a suit every 3 years. Then in Echonami, he makes a Shechiyonu. Do you make a Shechiyonu on a suit or you do not make a Shechiyonu on a suit? So it depends on the person. It's only in Hanoa Talev, the Rishonim speak out. Memela, Lechura, it doesn't have specific guidelines. It has specific guidelines, Bechlolis, that it has to be made on a Hanoa Talev, and it's totally on the person. But you can't say it's like a Shahakol that it's only supposed to be made on certain items. It's supposed to be made when you have it on Hanoa Talev. Memela, Kokama, that a person is a Mesupik. He has the Mechayev. And the question is just, he's a suffik in the mechayiv. It's not like he's getting up in the morning and he's saying shechiyanu v'kiyumanu v'kiyanu l'azman hazeh. That's usur because there are certain guidelines. Chazal said it's only if you're buying kelim chadashim. But if you have kelim chadashim and you have a suffik in the kelim chadashim, whether or not kana v'chaz v'kana or kedema, you have a suffik whether or not this is a mechayiv, or you open up a barrel of wine, so you have a mechayiv of ribu yayin. You have something here. V'meila en chanami there misafik, you'd be able to make a new bracha. Even misafik. The shaila is that lechera this yisaid doesn't pan out halacha l'maisel. We know Mitzvah Hashem in 2 weeks is Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The mechaber paskins in Simin Tof Aleph. The mechaber paskins Tof Resh Siv Beis. The mechaber paskins v'kiddush leil sheni meniach pri chodesh v'omer shechiyanu. Im ein matzei im kozei yomer shechiyanu. The maisel mechaber paskins that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, it's a shayla whether or not this person is supposed to make a shechiyanu. Is it considered a new yontif or is it chod yom arichto, kul yom arichto? The mele misafik, the halacha is try to patter up the shechiyanu with a pri chodesh. The Rama says with a beger chodesh is also fine, but a person is supposed to make a try to patter up with a pri chodesh. The shayla is why do you have to do that? According to what we're saying, that anytime you have a safik on your shechiyanu, the machlek is a paiskim. So if you have a safik on your shechiyanu, make a shechiyanu misafik. Why do I need a pri chodesh? Bethlehem is not so schwer, as you can say, it's Machlokes Rishonim, as we see in Tesis. Klaus Machlokes Rishonim, the Machaber is going, that you don't make a Shechiyanu Misafik. You could also say that, why get yourself into Machlokes in the first place? You don't have to go comment that you have the Yechir list. In the Machaber says, if you don't have a Pri Chodesh, you make a Shechiyanu. But if you have a Pri Chodesh, then that's even the best possible Eitzel. Instead of making it a Misafik, you could make it a Vadai. So you might as well make it a Vadai if you could. No. It's really not so schwer, but I thought that there's really a big difference between the Shechiyanu of a Yontif and the Shechiyanu of Kelim Chadashim. Why is that? The like we said before, the Shechiyanu of Kelim Chadashim, even though the Bach says you're allowed to make it on a Suffolk, like we said, you can't just wake up in the morning and say Shechiyanu. You need Kelim Chadashim or some Mechayiv that you have a suffix whether or not this is a mechayev or not, but be'etzem you have the mechayev. And memela, kokama that you bought kelim chadashim, you don't know if you should make a new bracha because you already have those kelim, you already bought kelim in the past. And that's according to the Bach, it's not a problem to make a shechiyanu because be'etzem you have a mechayev to make the bracha, and therefore you can make a shechiyanu misafik. But when it comes to a specific day, then there's nothing mamashi there. It's not that there's kelim there. It's not that there's new wine there. It's a day. Kokama that's a day. It's not a new day. Then certainly you're not allowed to make a shechiyanu. A person's not allowed to get up in the morning and just say shechiyanu on a new day. It's only if it's a special day. Kokama that there's a tzad that it's not a special day. Then there's nothing mamash here. It could be that you don't have a machayev in the first place. In other words, there's a big difference between kelim chadashim and the question is, did Chazal or Mechazal misakin buy these kelim chadashim, or on that, we could say misafik, you make a bracha, because l'maisa, you have kelim chadashim over here, and misafik, you make a bracha. But when it comes to a simcha of a yantif, that's only if it became a new yantif, do you make a shechiyanu. If it's not a new yantif, you don't make a shechiyanu. But mela over here, you have a safik whether or not it's bechlal, a new Rosh Hashanah, or it's just the same day as beforehand. There's a tzad that maybe it's just a regular day. It's just, there's no difference than the day beforehand. Mela, if there's nothing mamashis here, that you have, it's not like you have wine in front of you, you have kelim in front of you, you have bana bayis chadash, you have a new baby, there's something here that's being mechayev, you just have a suffix for whatever reason. Here you don't know that you have a mechayev in the first place, because you don't have anything mamashis here, it's just a new day, and a new day you can't make me suffix. So on a mamashis you can make me suffix, but on a new day, in a chanami lechura, you wouldn't be able to make me suffix. And that's lechura the reason why, that there's a difference between the Toiva Meitiv of, right, when it comes to, just to be Mevar a little bit more, when it comes to Yantif, in Kiddush we say Shechiyanu. Now we know that if somebody else is Meshtatif in your Hanah, then you say Toiva Meitiv. So how come when you're making Kiddush for your family, you don't say Toiva Meitiv? L'chura, the klal is, when you say atayim amitiv if there's other people there, you say shachiyanu by yourself. And if you say shachiyanu by yourself, you say atayim amitiv when there's other people there. So how come by Kiddush on Leil Rosh Hashanah you don't make atayim amitiv? Or, for example, how come if you see somebody that you haven't seen for 30 days, the halacha is you make a shachiyanu? And if two people are happy to see the person, it's a long lost brother, and you haven't seen him, both you and your sister are so happy to see this person. And the person walks up and you meet them together. You make atayim amitiv? We don't find that you make atayim amitiv. Why not? How come at certain times when it comes to shachiyanu, when there's other people in mishtatif, you take atayim amitiv, and certain times you don't? By Kiddush on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you don't make atayim amitiv, even those other people will be mishtatif. What's the difference? The difference, l'chora, is atayim amitiv is only when there's a hatava, which is mamashis tika hatava. You have something lamaisa. In other words, you got a gashmias dika hana from it. By wine, there's more wine. By bonavayas chadash, you have a house that people are being nana from. Kala kein chadashim. All these things, you have something which is mamasha. By a child also, you have, like the Rishonim point out, you have when a person has a son, he makes atayv amitiv because there's a atava mamasha. There's a gashmias dika atava of chutra liyada umara lekvura, like the Rishonim say. That a son is somebody who's going to take care of you in the olden, when a person gets older. A wife, Kinira, can't do that. A girl, Kinira, can't do that. She's got to take care of her husband. But the son takes care of the parents. Mamela will take care of them when they're older and bury them after they're passed away. Mamela, that's a mamashi yistika, gashmi yistika hana that the person has. There you have atoiv v'hameitiv to other people. As opposed to shechiyanu, shechiyanu is even not on a gashmi yistika hana. When you see another person and you're happy to see him, you didn't get any gashmi zekano. When you came to a certain day, Rosh Hashanah, you didn't get any gashmi zekano. Nevertheless, these are things that if it's broken, it's not shechiyanu on, but it doesn't pass atayiv amitiv. So the difference between the shechiyanu of wine, the shechiyanu of kelim chadashim, and the shechiyanu of Rosh Hashanah. Shechiyanu of Rosh Hashanah or yom tovim is not on a gashmi zekah hano. It's a hano of a leiv, and there. We want to tell you that maybe that's different than the shechiyanu when you have mamash kli in front of you. But the nafkin min is going to be if you have a suffix. If you have a suffix, then if you have the gashmi zdika thing in front of you, and just the suffix whether or not you should make a brach on this these kalim, the mice you have a siba to make, you have kalim in front of you, you're getting hana from it, you suffix you make a shechiyanu. Mashengi, when it's only hana as halev, and there's no gashmi zdika hana, like a mea rosh hashanah, then you suffix, and a harami you take a one to make a shechiyanu. What's that? If you have a new priest, you make atayv amitiv. That we have to see. The Pasha says you don't make what? The second day of Rosh Hashanah. L'chor we don't because we're passing for other people. We'll have to see if you have another priest whether or not you have atayv amitiv. L'chor according to this and echanam you should. L'chor according to this and echanam you should. The only thing is that by a pri, lavdaf gets the pri. Lavdaf gets the hana of the pri, but it's that you cut to the time that there is a new pri. Shechiyon, what? As opposed to one of Bayis Chodesh, you can't tell me I got to the time that I have Bayis Chodesh. It's specific, it's not a time of year. It's a specific, it's like leaving this Haben, it's not a specific time in the year. As opposed to Bayis Chodesh, Kim Chodeshim. This is not a specific time of the year that the Hanah is in conjunction with the time. It's more the Hanah that you have for the house that you bought, the house that you built, Ukademis. Lefidus, you sorry that Alasafik, you can make a Berach Zananin, maybe you can answer up also Taisvis on the Afnum Dalaram Ibbeis. We saw Taisvis on the Dalaram Ibbeis says that by Berach HaGremil, there's the Shaila in the Gemara whether or not you need 10 people and 2 Rabbanon, or 2 Rabbanon or Nichlal in the 10. Do you need a Pachlal? Says Taisvis, Veim Ibbe Asar Vitre Rabbanon. Says Taisvis, Va'avdi Lechumro, Va'filu Leketre Rabbanon. Bafilu Lekatri Rabbanan. Taisa says, we go to Chumrah and you say Bench Gremel, even if there's not two Rabbanan there. The Shaila is, other people bring down different Gears and Taisas, but the way that Gears and Taisas, Kumeshu Lefanenu, Frekt, Rekiv Eger and Taisas, what's going on over here? Lechur of Savik Brachas Lekula. Doesn't pass to say that we go to Chumrah and make a Bracha, even though we don't know if we have all the Kolam over here. Once again, Lechur, you could tie now and say that Bench and Gremel is the same thing. The person had a Hatzalah. This person got better. The only question is, maybe if there's not two Rabbanan there, then you shouldn't make the bracha of Hagremo. Even though he had the Siva Satala. If there are two Rabbanan, then he makes the bracha. He had the Mechayev of the... It's a Vadai that he had the Mechayev. The only question is, maybe in this case, we're not sure if you don't have two Rabbanan, whether or not Chazal or Misakin to say the bracha. Memela, Kokama, that the person is Mesupik, or Mesupik, is a Suffik in the bracha, then in a Chanami, maybe Misafik, you can make the bracha, and there's no Shaila of Lysisa. However, I just want to point out that there is a shita in the Rishonim that it seems that holds that Safek Brachas is Lechumra, not Safek Brachas Lekula. We mentioned it in the past, we actually didn't see it yet, we've mentioned it, Pesach and Testament Bay says that Le'inin Shtiyah Imari, the Yesh Lahachmer, Levar Chalav, Afilo Pachs, Mali Lugmav. It's a Safek whether or not you need Dafka Revias to make a Bracha Chorina, or even Mali Lugmav, it's enough to make a Bracha Chorina. One mouthful, cheekful, it's enough to make a Bracha Chorina. Says the Reed Lechumra, make a Bracha Chorina on a Mali Lugmav. In fact, everybody, what's going on over here? There's no son of Brachas Lekula. You can't make a Bracha Misafik. And that's not talking about Asel Hanesle. Other Rishonim said in the past that Asel Hanesle was Evelai Bracha. So by a Bracha Rishonim, we go to Chumran and we'll say you have to make a Bracha because you have an Isser not to make a Bracha. But over here, it's talking about a Bracha Achorino. Says the Goyin in Imri Noyam, he brings the Raya from Kreicha Zayatir Odef, the Gemara that we mentioned beforehand, that Vaisas, we see from here that Misafik, a person's supposed to say, we go to Chumra. So the Kreicha Zayatir Odef is to say that you don't make the Bracha. There is such a Shita that holds that you make a, that in Echonam, Misafik Bracha is the Chumra. Lefi this, you can answer up all the questions that we had in the past, right? According to the Rashbam, Ala Safik, you make a Bracha, the Chumra. According to Kreicha Zayatir Odef, you make a Bracha, the Chumra. Hagremel, you make a Bracha, the Chumra. All these cases are Bracha, the Chumra. The only thing that would be schwer a little bit is that why didn't Rebbe taste it beforehand? If you're telling me you're allowed to make a bracha misafik, chazal mersak shechyon, you can even make on a safik. But if you're telling me no, that's when they weren't mersak and shechyon on a safik. But safik brachas, you go to chumrah. So don't make it a safik brachas. Taste the wine first. Why couldn't he taste the wine first? So the truth is, it's a shaila whether or not atoyv ametiv is a brachas anenin or not. Is atoyv ametiv a brachas anenin or not? The Beis Yosef says, he brings down a shita that says, that if you didn't say Atev Ameitev before the wine, you can make it afterwards. Because it's not like a Shirk Yishonim Mitzvah Mitzvah that has to be made over last outside. So you can make Atev Ameitev even after you drink the wine. In fact, the Beis Yosef, what are you talking about? Birchas Anenin. Also, you don't say Shirk Yishonim Mitzvah Mitzvah, and you make a bracha beforehand. You can't make the bracha afterwards. What are you talking about? So there's two ways to understand this Beis Yosef. Two ways that Achrenim understand the Beis Yosef. Either that Atev Ameitev is also a Birchas Anenin, or he's just bringing a raya and saying that the same way that we find that by Birchas Anen you have to make a bracha before, and if you don't say Asher Kedushan Mitzvaytov, so too by Birchas Ashvach. So if we understand that Atoyv Amitiv is a Birchas Anen, then he wouldn't be able to taste it beforehand. You would have to make the bracha. You would have to make the bracha before he tastes it, because also Anen is not by bracha. Even though we'll see, maybe in case of a Shleish Shachlu, that if you have a suffix, whether or not you can smell something, then you smell it beforehand, and then you can make the bracha, it's not Isser. Okay, we'll see that. Well, if that's the case, then it's going to come out very weird. If the Birchas Hanenin, then where do we ever find that you make two Birchas Hanenin on one thing? You make a Shehachani Mitzvari and Atev Ametiv, two Birchas Hanenin on the same thing? We found that you make a Birchas Hanenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah, like on Matzah, on Leil HaSeder, you make a Birchas Hanenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah, or Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaShvach, Birchas HaShvach and a Birchas HaMitzvah, by Birchas HaTorah or Kedema. But where do we find that you make a... Where do you find they make two birchas hanenin? There are two birchas hanenins on something. So the Chorah, the Pasha says in Echnam, it's just a dichoy, the Beis Yosef is saying, that Shechianu, that Hatev HaMeitiv, is like birchas hanenin. That you don't say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Yosef Tzivanu, and even so, you have to make it beforehand. But in Echnam, Hatev HaMeitiv is a birchas HaShvach. But it has the same column as birchas hanenin.
But
it's a different wine, you're right, but it's only because you were Yetze with the first Birchas Hanenin of Yain on this that you're making that you don't have to make a new bracha. So, Kumtes, you're making two Birchas Hanenin on the same thing, Lachar. You're right, in Echanami, Lachar is the second wine, but there is the first bracha on it. Kokama, that you weren't thinking about it, you'd have to make two brachas on it. You'd have to make the second bracha on it. The shayla is, do we ever find that you make two brachas on the same thing? Two Birchas Hashvach you can make on the same thing? So we saw something, Benegeto, also many of the Olam asked, by Birchas Zareim Vabrakim, on lightning and thunder. So Abai says you make two brachas. Rabbi says, On Horem V'Akvoris, you can only make one. On Brachim V'Ramim, you can make two brachas. Shalom, if you make both brachas, you make one or the other brachas. What's up, Shalom, you can make two brachas? Why were Chazal Masakin that you make two brachas? Birchas HaShvach. Where do we ever find the Chazal Masakin? The truth is, when it comes to Birchas HaShvach, we do find the Chazal Masakin two brachas. By Birchas HaTero, you make two Birchas, the Pashas, it's two Birchas HaShvach. If Shane Mesay, one's on Teresh Ba'alpeh, Teresh Ba'asav. Or if there's three brachas, Shalom, and Birchas HaTero is two brachas, there's three brachas. Is it one on Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah? But they're all Birchas HaShvach, three different aspects. So Mamela, there's an aspect of Pechah Yivrasim Ali Oilam. There's also an aspect of Oysa Masa Bereshis. And Mamela, in Hanami, we find Lachero, that there is such a, when it comes to Birchas HaShvach, that you could make it two brachas, even though by Birchas HaNenim, generally we do not find they make two brachas. So just to be Mesakim, what we have here is that we cleared Sai on Daf Nun Tes by Birchas Ateva Metin. Sai on Daf Samach, when it gets to Shechi Yanu. Sai on Daf Nun Dalar Mebeiz, when it gets to Agoyim Al Chayim Tavei Shemalani Kol Toiv. Can you make these brachas misafid? We always know Safik brachas the kula. But maybe that's only by Birchas HaMitzvahis and Birchas HaNenim. When it comes to Birchas HaShvach, it can sign that there's a different klal, and that you can make a Safik brachas, we would say that even misafik, you can make the bracha. That's one way of getting out of all the questions. And the other way is to say that in Echanami, that these Rishonim hold that Safik bracha is lechumra. Safik bracha is takana lekula. And I, lamaisa, it's a shayla v'daraisa, leisisa. It's only a shayla v'daraisa, leisisa, if you're not mechuyev, make the bracha. But if Chazal or Misakin to make a bracha machmas a suffix, then there's no shalav leisisa. The same way that when you say kari b'nei'lam five times, it's not a problem. Because you're saying it as a shevach to b'nei shalom. And it's not a chesaron of a bracha that you're not mechuyev in. So to over here, it's a bracha that you're mechuyev in. Chazal or Misakin, misafik, they make the bracha. But maybe there's no shalav of a bracha levatal. One last nekuda, just to end off. Amilta da'agamta. Because it's such an important verb. Rabbi Kiva and Pappas ben Yehuda of Machlekes. Pappas ben Yehuda sees Rabbi Kiva as being Machal Kilos Barabim. Pappas ben Yehuda says Akiva, Ena to Yudea, that Yisam Yisrael Pnei Amalchus. Are you not scared from the Romans? Omer Loi, Emshul Chamashul. Says Rabbi Kiva, I'm giving you Mashul. Lamad over Dema. Lishul Shem Malach Agav and Orv Rodogum Shem Iskab Tzim Vakam Lamokim. Om Lehem Minei Atem Barachim. He sees fish that are running back and forth, to and fro. And the fox says to him, what are you worried about? Said, what do you mean? They're throwing out the fishermen are here with their nets. They're going to catch us. What's the question? The fox says to him, so why don't you come up here onto the dry land, onto the banks, and we'll live together like our forefathers lived. Whatever that means. When did the fish live with the fox? Right? They're going to travel in a second. The fox, you're the one that says you're the smartest of all the chayes. If we're in the water, where that's our element, that's where we can live, we're scared for our lives. Certainly if we come out of the water, certainly we're going to be scared. Now, when we're being oisik in Torah, Torah is our oxygen. And this is the matziv. And when we holkem is batlam v'men alach kam v'kam, certainly we're going to be in trouble. Factor Mordechai Gifter, what was this whole mashal about? The whole mashal is just to say that you have to live in the water like the fish. That's what it says in the pasuk. Yu chayecha v'erichemecha. This is our life. This is our lifeline. This is our blood. This is our. What do you need the whole mashal with the fish? So he said, says Rav Gifter. He said a lot of people, they look at the Goyim, and they see, look, what a great time that these Goyim are having. They can do whatever they want. They don't have all this old Torah of old mitzvahs. Eat whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Whatever day of the week you want. There's no oil. You can do whatever you want. I wish it could be like that. They're having a really good time. I wish it would be like that. And that's what the fox is saying, right? Before Matan Torah, as we were all one, there's no old Torah mitzvahs. Why don't you come back and we do that? And the Goyim are the lure of the Goyim to join. Says Rabbi Kiva, he says, look at the fish. What happens by the fish? The fish is in the water and that's his element. What happens when the fish comes out of the water? He starts jumping around and dancing, flapping back and forth and back and forth. Somebody that comes and he sees the fish, he says, wow, what a good time the fish is having. He's jumping around, he's dancing, he doesn't stop dancing. It's not a second, he's flapping back and forth and back and forth. And then Bar Das understands that this is not a dance of life, this is a dance of death. He's about to die and he's trying to save his skin. says that's the exact same thing by the goyim. It says gifter. It looks like they're dancing around. It looks like they're having a good time. That's what they're having a good time. They're dancing because they have no sipuk. They're dancing because there's nothing that they have. It looks like they're dancing. It looks like they're alive. And there's nobody that's more dead than them. This is kihu chayecho v'arichamecho, living the Torah life. That's the emes ha-chayim, and that's the real chayim. And really, any bar das understands that. If you think about it a little bit, you could even ask the goyim. If you think about it a little bit, you realize kihu chayecho v'arichamecho, that ain't chayim al-Torah.